We're going to have our reading now, which is from Matthew. And it's taken from the Good News Bible, Matthew chapter 5. And there are various verses, verses 3, 4, 5, 6, then verse 11, 12, 13, 10, 11, 12, and then 14, 15. So, it says, "Happy are those who are spiritually poor. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are those who mourn, because God will comfort them. Happy are those who are humble. They will receive what God has promised. Happy are those whose great desire is to do what God requires. God will satisfy them fully. Happy are those who are persecuted because they do what God requires. The kingdom of heaven belongs to them. Happy are you when people insult you and persecute you and tell all kinds of evil against you, because you are my followers. Be happy and glad, for a great reward is kept for you in heaven. This is how the prophets who lived before you were persecuted. You are like light for the whole world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one lights a lamp and puts it under a bowl. Instead, it's put on a lampstand, where it gives light for everyone in the house. In the same way, you must shine before people so that they see the good things that you do and praise your Father in heaven." We'll just pray before Chris comes to talk to us. Lord, thank you for the preparation that Chris has put in. We ask that you be with him now as he speaks. Help us to listen with your ears. Amen.
Thank you, Chris. And I wonder if we could have the presentation up as well. And don't worry, I'm not doing what I usually do and talk for 20 minutes. I've been told I've only got 5 minutes today. So let's see if I can do it in 5 minutes. This time last year, who had ever heard of Zoom? Who'd ever heard of Zoom or Teams or things like this? FaceTime. Maybe some of you did use FaceTime, I know. But Zoom, I hadn't heard anything about Zoom. And now Zoom is the way we do our church services. I want to tell you two very short stories about Zoom. First of all, here are Edward and Emily. They're not the ones with the long necks and the stripy, spotty bodies. They're a giraffe. But the two in the front, that's Edward at the back and Emily at the front. And these are the two best grandchildren in the world. Now, I know that because quite often Lucy, my wife, and I disagree on things. But I said to Lucy, I said, "Are Edward and Emily the best grandchildren in the world?" And she said, "Yes, so it must be true. They're the best grandchildren in the world." And a lot of this year, we've only been able to see them by Zoom. And of course, do you remember in the first lockdown? Now, you children, you've been very fortunate because you've been able to go to school during the second lockdown. But that lockdown back in March and April, everyone was at home. And so my daughter Pippa said to me, "Would I like to teach Edward and Emily lessons?" So for a very few weeks, for about half an hour each, I got together with Edward and Emily on Zoom to do a lesson. Here we are, here's Emily, and here's me on Zoom. Now, they told me what to do the lessons on to begin with, and Emily had a really interesting one about the Antarctic. So I had to do some work myself to find out about the Antarctic, and we do a quiz like this, and then we talk about icebergs and glaciers and krill. If you don't know what krill are, you're missing out. So it was very interesting. And then Edward had the ancient Egyptians, and I don't know much about the ancient Egyptians. So after we'd done one lesson, we did sports cars instead. And Edward enjoyed sports cars as I did. And we did lots of things to do with sums. So I'd say how much they cost and give him a budget, and he had to buy some as many cars as he could or whatever. And then we did some racing as well, some very interesting things on acceleration. And he was very, very good at it. But, and you can see by that cheeky grin there, there's a problem when you're using Zoom, because when you get a bit boring, and sometimes Grandpa can get a bit boring in his lesson, however hard he tries, Edward actually had worked out how to mute the other person because the Zoom meeting had been set up at his end. So when I'd been going on a bit, suddenly I saw his hand do that and he clicked and suddenly he was going, because of course he was pretending that he couldn't hear me because he'd muted me. And that was the end of the lesson. I reckon there's lots of school children back this time who'd love to be able to mute their teacher like that. And that set me thinking, the first thing about this, we have sung in that song just now, if God is for us, who can stand against us? Now, I was still available to Edward, like God is always there for us. But sometimes we mute God, don't we? We don't actually want to hear what he's saying, and so we phase him out. And that's a mute button that we've got. It's remarkable. We can make God stop talking to us just by ignoring him. He's still there. Nothing separates us from his love. If he's for us, who can stand against us? But sometimes we're not listening to him. Now, the second thing that happened to me about Zoom was the Alpha course. And we started the Alpha course 3 weeks ago. And I'd set up Zoom this time, so I was running the Zoom session. And it was week one. And of course, as you can imagine, we had a whole load of people that I didn't know because we have 18 on that first week. And we started off and we got into the discussion group and I had a small group of people. And suddenly, to my horror, Zoom dropped me. The screen went blank and I was leading the discussion. And then suddenly I was gone. And for 15 minutes, I could not get in at all. I was completely cut off. Zoom had dropped me. And I still don't know why that happened. And again, what struck me here was, again, a similar picture. Nothing can separate us from God's love. God is always there for us. We can't rely on Zoom. We can't rely on teachers. Sometimes we don't even want to listen. But God is always there for us. He never drops us. He never cuts us off. So however difficult our situation, and particularly over these last few weeks, we've been thinking about people suffering. However difficult, we can always come to God and ask him for his help. And he is always there for us. There's a lovely verse that comes at the end of chapter 8 of Romans. And it says this, "For I am certain that nothing can separate us from the love of God, neither death nor life, neither angels nor other heavenly rulers or powers, neither the present nor the future, neither the world above nor the world below. There is nothing in all creation that will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours through Christ Jesus our Lord." God will never cut us off or drop us, but we do need to listen to him.